Top anthropology academics adopt far-left gender ideology lunacy. By the AFP staff. In late September, the presidents of the two largest academic anthropology societies in North America canceled a panel discussion at an upcoming meeting in November because they said it would offend protected groups. The reason? The panel in question was going to discuss biological sex in humans, a well-established scientific category that far-left activists want to pretend doesn't exist. On September 25, American Anthropological Association, AAA, President Ramona Perez and Canadian Anthropology Society, CASCA, President Monica Heller issued a joint statement, announcing the cancellation of a panel discussion titled, "Let's Talk About Sex, Baby, Why Biological Sex Remains a Necessary Analytic Category in Anthropology." The main reason they gave was that the safety and dignity of a few employees who work for the academic groups would be threatened. Anthropology is the study of humanity. Why exactly anyone would feel unsafe when the topic of male and female comes up is beyond most of us, but it speaks to the current lunacy that has completely taken over academia. In truth, the main complaint hovered around the fact that at least one of the panelists, Dr. Carol Hooven, believes that biological sex is binary, that only males and females in humans exist. This runs counter to a theory put forth by leftists that biological sex in humans exists on a spectrum and that people can be male or female or both or neither. This once fringe belief has grown in popularity of late, especially among far-left academics and activists. For hundreds of years, scientists have settled on the fact that human biology can be broken down by what kinds of gametes human bodies have been organized to produce. Humans that produce ova are female and humans that produce sperm are male. Over the past few years, in an effort to undermine science, leftist activists have been attempting to muddy this scientific categorization, citing genetic anomalies in humans that make up less than 1% of the population. Dr. Hooven had been at the top of her field, teaching endocrinology at Harvard University since 2002. Last summer, Harvard fired Dr. Hooven after activists complained to the administration about her scientific views. Dr. Alice Dreger is the author of the book Galileo's Middle Finger, which documents, among other things, how she was attacked by far-left activists over her support of a researcher study ING transsexual males. Dr. Dreger ended up becoming a victim of the left-wing mob that sought to cancel her for simply sticking up for academic freedom. In a recent column, Dr. Dreger sided with Hooven and other authentic scientists, blasting the academic group's decision as censorship. LGBT activists like to complain that they are oppressed, marginalized, and under constant siege from conservatives. The reality is, however, this small group, which makes up around 5% of the population of the Western world, wields tremendous political power. Today, much of the broader public lives in fear that they could run afoul of LGBTQ+ advocacy groups by saying or thinking the wrong thing publicly. In the UK, women have been jailed for taking to social media to call transsexual males men. In academics, cultural purges, like what happened to Dr. Hooven, are taking place across the Western world, their only crime being that they spoke publicly and freely about established science that runs counter to the delusions of powerful left-wing activists.